Well, the Storm Lake High School girls basketball jamboree is always a good chance to visit with some of the area coaches, and joined this time by Newell Fonda's Dick Jungers. And Dick, Mustang fans always have reason to be excited about every upcoming season, and this year coming in as defending state champion, certainly a challenge you're looking forward to.
Oh, most definitely. You know, it's always good to start a new season, and it's always a lot of fun. And right now, we just got a lot of things to work on, and so we're just going to keep working on those things.
Well, for yourself, getting a basketball season underway, and the Hawkeye football team 11-0 now, and going to be playing in a Big Ten championship game, and maybe more. Certainly an exciting time for yourself, sports-wise.
Oh, absolutely. When the Hawks win, it's always a good day, so we'll keep cheering for those guys.
All right. Well, let's talk about your team. You lost three seniors from last year, but you always play 9-10 girls in that neighborhood extensive minutes, so a lot of experience back at the same time. If you can start with your returners, give us some names.
We'll start bringing back Abby Smith, Maddie Moran, Aaron Gerke, who all started for us last year, and they bring back a wealth of experiences, and they played a lot of Mustang basketball over the years, and Jordan Wilkin came in off the bench for the seniors that come back, and then Sydney Kay decided to come back out this year, gives us another strong athletic guard. So you've got that for the seniors, and then Mallory Sievers, I should have mentioned her as well, coming back, gives us another outside shooter and very strong post presence. Kate Christensen will be coming off the bench again for us this year, and she's another one that gives us a little bit of size and some good shooting ability. And then we go to some younger kids that we're just going to have to get them some more experiences out there.
Abby's nursing a sprained ankle right now. Should she be back in the mix pretty quick?
Oh, I think so. You know, we're just kind of taking it slow here to make sure that we can get her back at 100%. And I'm pretty sure she'll be ready for Tuesday night's game against Ridgeview. And if not, we'll just have the next kid step in. And, Emily Archer's giving us some great minutes. Again, with our other gals, people just keep stepping up for us. So, like I said, we're very happy with where we're at right now, but obviously we got a long ways to go.
Well, I know you've got a talented freshman class as well, and maybe you can mention a few of those names and how much of an impact could they make?
Right now, Olivia Larson and Emma Stewart are stepping up, playing some minutes for us. They're doing a great job. We also have some sophomores that Morgan Lynch and Jenna Kopic that will be giving us some time here and there too. And a lot of it for us comes down to matchups and what certain kids give us. And some nights we need more ball handling, other nights we need more of a post presence or a shooting presence. And so that kind of dictates some of those minutes as well. But overall, a well-rounded group of kids. We're pretty athletic. We're fairly deep again. But like I said, we're just not hitting on all cylinders yet. And I felt like tonight after the jamboree, we left a lot of points on the board out there.
Yeah, this was a much-anticipated matchup as far as the jamboree goes, with the two ranked teams in their respective classes, and they came out on top 37-30. Can you elaborate more your thoughts on that?
Oh, I felt like they were more the aggressor tonight, and I felt like we didn't attack what was there. Our kids, we didn't hit very many outside shots tonight, but we did get some great looks on layups attacking their presses, and I felt like when we got away from attacking and we're a little more reserved, that creates some problems for us offensively. By and large, if the team wants to press us, we just need to keep attacking, and then I felt like we didn't cover defensively like we normally would on a regular game night. The Hummel girl was left open for a couple big threes for them to let them stretch the lead out, and they did a great job of feeding their post game inside and got to the free throw line quite a bit. I think they got to the free throw line 12 times in that half, and we only got there three times. So some little things like that go a long ways in a quick 16-minute half. But it was a lot of fun just to get the kids back on the floor, see the Mustangs back in action, and great for me to see what we need to work on, because tonight exposed a lot of our weaknesses, and that's why I love playing teams like Cherokee, because that's exactly what they do. They take it at you and they expose your weaknesses, and I've got a lengthy list of things to work on for the next few weeks.
Well, you'll get after it, and Kaylee Hummel's really a dynamic player, and Cherokee couldn't have asked for a much better their tune-up to get ready for the season. So Mustang teams typically great ball movement and get after it defensively with the pressure. Can we expect many of those same characteristics in this year's version?
Oh, absolutely. We'll still do the things that we do. We just got to start gelling as a unit. You know, when you're mixing up kids from different classes, we got a few freshmen mixed in the mix and some sophomores that haven't played much yet, and with our juniors and seniors, it just takes a while to get that chemistry built up, and we're going to make a lot of mistakes. We talk about how we make those mistakes and how to learn from them and to adjust to the speed of the game, because you know, tonight was a very fast-paced game, and I felt like some of our new kids that came into it kind of had those big eyes opened up, and they'll get used to it as we wear on, but like I said, it was a great first night out for us, and we got some things to work on.
Well, Twin Lakes Conference, I know you'll be ready each and every night, but yourselves, of course, in trying to defend your title, Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon and Manson Northwest Webster, would you say that's going to be the cream of the crop?
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of parity in the league again. Obviously, Pokey brings back about everybody, and Manson brings back about everybody. There'll be really, really salty teams. Coach Burks, you know, he's always going to have a top-notch team, and Coach Fisher's back at ESAC, so they're going to have a really good team, and then you got the other teams that just keep getting better and better. Sioux Central will be much improved. Alto will be much improved. So, like I said, it'll be an interesting conference race, and I think you'll see some upsets this year just because the teams are getting that much better, and the competition is fierce on the girls' side for sure, and it'll be a lot of fun. So any fan that really loves their basketball, they'll get a lot of quality matchups this year.
It will be a lot of fun, and it'll be a lot of fun seeing your team play a bunch again this year, as the Mustangs again will open at home this coming Tuesday, November 24th against Ridgeview. Coach Junger, always a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. It's great to be back in the swing of things.